the essence of that application which we made is to say, looking at all the evidence that the state had made up to that stage, there is no reasonable possibility, or the state failed to prove or provide evidence on which a reasonable court, acting carefully, can say our client committed the offense of treason which they are facing. So the essence of that court application is to say, since there is no evidence on which a reasonable court can convict them, then they should be discharged. That's what the law says. That does not mean that all the evidence, including that of the defense, had been led. Only the evidence from the state had been led up to that stage.
What is likely to happen next?
Yes, what we are going for on the 3rd of December is the handing down of the judgment by the trial judge, Justice Nicholas Ndou. If our application for discharge at the close of the state case is upheld by the judge or is successful, then our client will be acquitted and there will be no further proceedings. But if our application is not upheld, then it means that the trial will have to continue, and the next step will be for our clients to put their evidence before the court. After that, then the matter will be finalized where we can have a final judgment.